should know when the lights are down low. Grab your baby, then go. Do the huckabuck, do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the huckabuck. Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello!
Hello, people of Earth!
People of Earth!
Olympians!
Fellow Olympians! We are all Olympians at this time.
Oh, you know, I'm so sorry, folks. Stens and I are so still into those damn Olympics.
You're going to have to wait it out for another couple of weeks, everybody.
You know, 4 years, it builds up. It really builds up.
It does. It does. Welcome to the Huckabug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bette.
We're Bette and Steny. This is episode
705.
It does.
Not okay, 704. That was trash. So,
yeah,
705.
Well, nothing. 705, also nothing.
Which is the Olympic episode.
It is. Well, we've got some non-Olympic stuff also. I told Bette.
We do. We're not going
to. I did my best to balance stuff out.
We are not going to trash you with Olympics if you happen to not like that thing.
I'm sorry if you guys are not into the Olympics and are kind of bored with this. Bad. We'll be done with it in a couple of weeks. Next week will probably be the last time we chat about the Olympics. We'll begin with your shout outs. How about that? Roar!
Yeah, roar!
And on hucklebug.com,
yes,
we have a shout out for Tina.
Stand
in the place where you live.
Now leave us a comment. And I'll start, and then you take over.
Yes.
Hey, ladies. Delighted you are enjoying the Olympics. Sorry, not seen much. Only a very few highlights, which I've seen on the news. Chloe. My daughter is loving it, though. You go, Chloe.
Chloe. Yes.
And she says, as for football thugs, that's why they are and not fans. Just poses them. It makes me so angry.
I agree. Mm. Yeah, they do give football fans a bad name over there. But just the hooligans do, not the real fans.
Yep.
She also says, love that you bought a kayak, Steny. No way you could leave it at that price. Thank you. I mean, they practically drove over it and put it in my hands. I had no choice but to buy it. We've had a spell of good weather, so after work, we have been going to the beach for a swim. It's been lovely seeing all the people bring their kayaks and paddle boards down after work and just enjoying the simple things in life. I hope you enjoy yours, too.
Yay!
I haven't been able to I got it out of the box, but I haven't been able to even – I've been too busy, so I haven't been able
to eat. That's a start.
I haven't even inflated it. I want to inflate it in the living room to make sure it works. But I haven't even had a chance to do that. So hopefully by next time we record, I'll have at least tried it out.
And then she says, Bette, you are more than welcome for the goodie box, which, oh, thank you, teens.
Yes.
The material thing is a tea towel.
Tea towel.
Which I do like to be beside the seaside, which is why I do now. Nice. But, you know, she sent me a little Facebook message. A tea towel is what we call around here a kitchen towel.
A kitchen towel,
you know, yeah. It's a kitchen towel. You clean up your kitchen with it.
Sure.
So I told her that is what I'll do with that tea towel.
Perfect. What you do is you hang it off the fridge and wipe your hands on it. That's the best for a tea towel.
She says, have a good week, both.
Thank you. We will.
And you know, I have to tell you something. I think I didn't tell you this. When we were talking on Facebook, she said, Steny seems so nice. Aww. And I think I would love her because she cusses just as much as I do.
You know, it's funny. When I listened to Julia Louis-Dreyfus's podcast, that was exactly what I thought about Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I'm like, hey, I like the way she cusses. There's such a natural flair to her cursing. And I'm like, Julia's good people. I can just feel it just from the way she curses. So I know that feeling.
Well, you know, the British curse in a way that we don't.
Hell yeah. Well, first of all, they use that C word, which we don't use over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, well, and fuck is not really that bad a word to them.
Not, no.
Bloody is way worse than fuck.
Isn't that funny? You know, isn't that funny?
It so cracks weird. Me up.
I know. It's just weird. All right, well, let's head over to Facebook where we've got a couple more shout outs.
Yeah.
The first one's for Kelly. She says, my friend and I went to Medieval Times last week for his birthday. I haven't been in years, and he never had been before. He requested it for his birthday outing. So much fun, and the food is surprisingly delicious, too. Is this like Renaissance Fair, Medieval Times, I assume, is the same?
I've never been to one of these.
I've never been either, and I would love to go, but I don't want to dress up. Can you go in civvies? Is it all right to go if you just show up in like a t-shirt and shorts? I've seen pictures of people showing up to them in Star Trek, Starfleet uniforms and then pretending like they've come through to the wrong timeline. I love that. So maybe I'll do that. Yeah. And our final shout out this week is for Siskita. We need you so.
And she says, random thought. I cleaned my desk area and threw away a huge stack of old headshots. Kept one of each. One of them is from 1999.
I can't
imagine myself back then.
Last century.
For posterity.
Yeah.
But there's something freeing about letting go of those old things. Siskita, you are so right.
Yes.
And by that, I mean young thing.
Well,
yeah,
I agree with you. There's something very freeing. That's why usually once a year I clean out my closets and just throw a bunch of crap out. But it is a great feeling. Just let it go.
Let it go.
Don't sing the song, though. My bad.
Where you're going to be next. Oh, Siskita, we know.
100%. Yep. Yes. Thank you for your comments, everybody. Ooh. We appreciate it. I know we're recording early this week. I'm not going to be editing
early and late.
Yes. Early and late. I'm not going to be editing early, so the show is still going to go up at the same time on Sunday. Right. But I appreciate Bette being flexible with her schedule. I know this is right in the middle of prime time. She should be watching the Olympics right now, and I've taken her away from
it. But, you know.
And then, also everybody getting their shout-outs in earlier. I appreciate that, too.
Okay.
You get back to your regular Facebook, so you've got your lineup. Trying. But I believe what we have first is Olympic updates, because, of course, neither Bette nor I watched a movie or did any binge-watching, because we've been watching the Olympics.
Are you kidding?
We've been binge-watching, but it's just the Olympics. Okay. All right, Olympic updates.
Olympic updates.
Yay! So, do you want to go first? We just trade back and forth? I don't know.
Well, I just said, still, why don't we talk about the men's team? And because of that, it's because these guys, I mean, we know about what Stephen did.
Yeah.
But they won the bronze.
The men's gymnastics team won the bronze. And they were. They've medaled since when? 2008.
They were over the moon about it.
So excited.
You know, when someone wins the lowest medal you can win, and they are so happy. And that also happened with the women's rugby team.
Yes. Oh, Christ. Yeah, that's the first medal we've ever gotten in.
Exactly.
It's the first medal that the United States has won in rugby in 100 years. The first with the men's team did win in 1924. Yeah, but that was rugby.
Everybody wants to win the gold. If you don't win the gold, it's the silver. And maybe, you know. But if you win the bronze, you are over the moon about it. That's what the Olympic spirit is.
Exactly. I agree. So nice to see the rugby. And did you watch Rugby Sevens at all?
Mm-hmm.
It's great. The games are like 15 minutes long. And then it's over. It's the shortest sport in the world. It's action-packed. I highly recommend rugby.
But I enjoyed
anybody
it.
Who has never watched it
the
before.
Only thing I knew about the rules is you have to have the ball in the touchdown area when you go.
Yes. Well, it's called a try in rugby.
Yeah. Oh, but that run that the girl
was, that was so good. That was just like, oh my god! If you got, I'm sure
only the Hokies could do that in football.
Oh yeah, if only the Seahawks could do it. That was very exciting. And apparently, one of the women on the rugby team lives in the same town as my brother. The one from, in fact, might have been the one who scored the try. At the end, the big exciting try, that might have been her. Somebody on the team is from Eagle River, Alaska, and that's very exciting. I wanted to talk about Guatemala winning their very first ever gold medal.
Oh, yes.
I have a little backstory on this. I don't know if you remember this, Bet, but several years back, probably 2012, you and I were watching. I remember us watching the Olympics to get the opening ceremonies together. And I don't know if we were chatting, voice chatting, or if we were just texting to each other while we were watching it. But I remember we were watching it at the same time. So it must have been a live feed. I think it must have been 2012. And we were both watching it on NBC. And I remember Guatemala walks in with, you know, their three athletes, and fucking Matt Lauer goes, here's Guatemala. They've never won a medal in their entire time in the Olympics. And they're, you know, they're just happy to be here. And he was so fucking rude and dismissive. And I was like, what an asshole.
As he is, yes.
And they did win. They won a bronze that year. And then they've done nothing since then. But this year they won silver. Oh. And then this lady just won the gold medal in shooting.
And her story.
Trap shooting.
My God.
She was, if you guys have not heard this, I don't know her name, goddammit. And I'm not going to look it up.
Okay.
But I saw it earlier. If I look it up, we'll be here forever. But she was a gymnast and was training and was hoping to qualify for gymnastics for the Olympics. And she damaged her spine.
Yes.
And so she could not do gymnastics anymore. And this was not that long ago, by the way. I want to say that this was for the – she was trying to qualify for the 2020 Olympics, if I'm not mistaken. And her doctor told her, well, you can't do gymnastics anymore. But if you're committed to your dream of being an Olympian, why don't you take up shooting? That's not going to hurt your back. You can always just shoot. Yes. And so she started shooting. And she won a gold medal. And
yes!
That means one of you or I, if we start learning how to shoot now, we could probably win by 2026. So I think one of us should take up shooting.
I have to tell you, this one made my sister cry.
Yeah.
When she heard the story.
I just love it. I just love it.
And it reminds me, have you seen the movie Fame?
Mm-hmm.
When the girl who couldn't dance, they took her out of dance,
mm-hmm.
and she acted like she was going to jump on the subway train.
Yeah.
And she said, fuck it, if I can't dance, I'll act. That's kind of what that reminded me.
Yes, exactly. Well, I'm going to the fucking Olympics one way or the other.
I'll do something else.
That's right. God damn it. I'll do some other thing.
And I loved it.
It's amazing. It's an amazing story. This is why I love the Olympics, because we hear these great stories.
Yes.
What else you got on the Olympics?
Well, I have one thing I have to say.
Okay.
Back in the weeks before, during the gymnastics, I loved that NBC put heart monitors on the parents of gymnastics people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And oh, so when they were watching their sons and daughters, the heartbeat would go up to like 180 beats per minute.
Right.
I just thought that was, it was just weird and fun.
I mean, my watch will tell me what my heart rate is. In fact, hang on. Right now, I'll tell you. Right now, my 72 right now.
Okay,
72
Brian,
beats per minute. That's pretty good.
Are you going 180?
At one point today, I was going 121, and I don't know what I was doing during that time because I haven't done anything strenuous. But at one point today, I was up. I spiked at 121, so who knows what that's about. But I was probably watching something in the Olympics and getting excited about it. That's probably it. Honestly, my heartbeat goes up when I watch. Yes. When I'm watching people compete and doing their best.
Certainly last night, for God's sake.
Oh, my God. So you guys know already, of course, that Simone Biles is the greatest of all time. We all know this, but she just fucking knocked it out of the park. She's so great. I love her. I have some thoughts on skateboarding. Yes. I watched a little bit of skateboarding, and I watched men's, and then I watched women's. And men's.
How do they say men's?
I was really surprised. I was watching men's. It was park finals. There's street finals and there's park. I haven't watched street yet, so I don't know what that is. But I'll find out.
I've seen a lot of falling.
Yes, there's a lot of falling in skateboarding. Something you should know about skateboarding, you guys. They fall a lot. It's a lot like surfing in that way. Yes. Surfing also is a lot of falling. In men's, I was surprised at first that all of the competitors are in their late 20s, early 30s. One guy was...
I know where you're going here.
One kid was 19. There was one 19-year-old boy, and he was not very good, by the way. He was from Canada. He fell 3 times and didn't really complete his thing. But he kept going, Jesus is king! And I was like, maybe Jesus is what's making you fall out there, son. Stop thinking about Jesus and get your ass back on the skateboard. Anyway...
mixed up in his robe.
I guess Jesus forgot who he was supposed to be rooting for there is what happened. But in the women's skateboarding, they're all teenagers. They're all little kids. And I had to turn off the girls' skateboarding. I'm just going to call it girls' skateboarding because that's what they are. They're kids. I had to turn it off because it was breaking my heart to see these little girls get so fucking stressed out over skateboarding that's supposed to be fun, you know?
Oh,
and they were just, it's not like their coaches were yelling at them or anything, but you know, they fall and then they're just kind of, they're not crying, but they're like, oh God, that, you know, I fucked up one run. Now I really have to nail the next run. And they just look so stressed out and I felt bad for them. So I had to turn off girls skateboarding because it made me sad.
Oh.
Surfing though. Surfing's been fun to watch. Surfing, honestly, surfing's like golf. Most of the time, nothing's happening at all, but you have to pay attention because you'll miss something amazing.
The photograph of
that iconic photograph of
is from surfing.
Gabriel Marquez, I believe, is his name. He's the Brazilian skate surfer. He's gonna win everything. He's outrageous. He's so good. I have a little bit more on surfing later when we get to U rules, but that's kind of largely what I wanted to talk about were those couple of things about the Olympics.
Well, and my next thing is that this very morning I watched, you know, I love the horses. I do love the horses. And I watched show jumping.
Okay.
You know, when they go over the gates, you know.
Yes, and the little walls that are all made up to look like things.
And an Irishman. I love the Irish, you know.
Yes.
And they're supposed to be doing very well in the horse jumping. And he was on a gray. And, you know, I love the Irish. I love
And you love grays.
So I was
right up your alley.
Right.
Drinking your Jameson? Oh, no, it was first thing in the morning.
No. It was 8:00 in the morning.
Yeah, darn it.
I'm not that bad yet.
No, it's okay.
But he was on a horse named James Caan Cruise.
Oh, I love it.
For some reason, I don't know. That horse, you know, he went out and he went to do his jumping and jumping. And from the very first gate that he had to jump, he did a poo.
Oh my goodness.
He did a poo right on national TV. And then he went out and he did a poo and he did a poo. And you know.
Did he do a poo on every jump?
Not every jump, but he did his share.
I'm looking forward to seeing Kevin Hart and Thompson recap this.
And the thing of it is, he was doing well. But he did get a penalty because he missed a gate. And I don't think he made the time, but he did his best.
Yeah.
But all I could think of was if you were in the booth as a commentator.
Yes.
Would it be, oh, Oh, folks, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you have
I must apologize. I'm sorry. I must apologize again.
They're real animals. They don't know.
We'll have to cut away. We're going to have to cut away.
But
Olympic horse pooping.
Horse pooping. If you love horses, you gotta love poop.
That's true. They go together. You know, since you brought up the Irish, I wanted to mention... the one kid, God damn it, I don't know anybody's names.
Well,
there was a young man, a young Irish man who won a gold medal in swimming.
Oh!
And it's the first gold medal that Ireland has won in swimming in a very long time, especially for the men, I think, ever. Women, I think, won in 96 or something like that. They got gold in swimming. But this is the first time a man's ever won it. And I might cry a little bit when I tell this story because I find it very moving. Oh. He was standing on the podium.
I cry all the time at the
Olympics. The podium. I love the podium. Yeah. I cry all the time watching the Olympics. But he was talking about he was on the podium and they raise the flags and they start the Irish national anthem. And he's overcome and just starts weeping. And afterwards, he told the interviewer, "I've never heard the Irish national anthem at the games before."
Oh.
Because because nobody ever got gold. So, like I said.
Well, you know, we all love Stephen. We're all...
Stephen Nedorosik.
On the pommel horse.
That's right.
But he's in second place. The guy to beat on the pommel horse is Irish.
Oh, he's Irish. Okay, well, I'm looking
forward
to it.
He is an Irishman. This I'm could happen again. It.
That's going to be on bright and early tomorrow morning. I'm going to get up and watch the pommel horse competition. All right. Well, is that all for Olympics?
I got one more thing. The thing I have to say is about we're all here and we're all hot. You know, it's summer.
Yes, it's summer.
But apparently France is really hot.
It's super hot in France.
Wow.
Although I mean, keep hearing, 90s, and I'm like, 90's not that.
Well,
I mean, it's
but
hot.
You know,
it is,
on the Today Show, where you think they're in a studio, which is going to be cool, Hoda, her arms were just glistening with sweat.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And then they talk about the athletes in the village.
Yeah.
They're staying in what are really dorm rooms.
Right.
With no air conditioning.
No AC, yeah.
And that's what I think about. You know, we are stupid freaking Americans who have air conditioning everything. We don't worry about the heat. They're going to be over there. I'm just wondering how hot everybody is. And if you're in the Olympic Village, how hot must that be for you?
Well, I'm wondering. Sorry, I'm just messing with something over here.
Oh, I heard something.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm playing with, and I got a goddamn spam text as well. I gotta.
Oh.
It's election election time. I get all these. Don't forget to vote for me.
I'm just thinking about the kids in the village.
I bet the folks that are up from Africa are thinking, well, this isn't so hot. I don't know what you guys are complaining about. It just depends on where you're coming from.
This
you gotta look at it that way.
Beans, baby.
That's right. You got to look at it that way.
That's why they're going to win all the track and field.
Hell yeah. They are conditioned for this. It is kind of BS that there's no air conditioning anyway. I bet when the Olympics are in LA in 2026.
Oh, yeah.
2028.
Oh, yeah.
2028 or 2026?
2028.
So I bet in 2028, I bet there'll be air conditioning.
Yeah.
And flag football for some fucking reason. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Oh. That is ridiculous. What are we, Frisbee next? In fact, Frisbee is actually a better sport for the Olympics than flag football.
Well, why not croquet, for God's sake?
I'd love croquet. God, that would be amazing. I would love Olympic croquet. I have a generic review, you guys.
Ooh,
Generic reviews are alive and well on the Hucklebug.
I love them.
I had my first taste of this last week while we were recording the Hucklebug. I wonder if you will remember. It's coffee. I bought coffee.
I do remember.
I bought coffee from Safeway, and it's the Private Selection brand, which is Safeway's in-house brand, which also means Albertsons has it, and I guess whatever other Safeway-owned brands are out there. But it was the Private Selection Costa Rican blend, and it's delicious. And here's the bad news. I went back to the store to get more, and there wasn't any.
No!
I found Colombian. I found, a breakfast blend. I found French roast, Italian roast. I found a Sumatran blend, which is what I ended up buying. So we'll see if I like the Sumatran as well as Costa Rica.
Say Private Selection, which yes. also is the store brand of Kroger.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Which Taylor and Allison adore and buy forever.
It's good
they
stuff.
They may have had it. Yeah.
It's a fine coffee. So if you have a Kroger or a Safeway or an Albertsons near you, look for that Private Selection Costa Rican blend because it was really good. It actually kind of made me love coffee again. I like coffee. I want to be sure I'm clear on this. But I've noticed over the last year or so that I've had very few moments where I take a sip and go, man, that's really hitting the spot. Most of the time, I'm not getting that. So it was nice to have a sip of coffee and go, wow, that's really good coffee.
Yes.
So I hope I find it again. But, you know, maybe the Sumatran will be just as good. So tune in next week to find out about that. What do you got for us?
I think I have a highlight of the week.
A highlight of the week. All right.
Which has nothing to do with the Olympics.
Okay.
So we'll go out there. But highlight of the week, my friends. I haven't said, and you didn't know, but earlier in the weeks past, my wonderful hairdresser, Darvy.
Yes.
Who I love. But she just went there and got pregnant and had a baby.
That's right.
So I was without her for so many weeks. And it was okay. I was okay.
You were living.
A couple of days ago, I got a missive from my text saying, it's your time for Darvy's appointment. And I thought, oh my God, yes again. So yesterday, my wonderful afternoon off, I went out, you know, I haven't been there in a while and I worry about driving.
Right.
And so I drove out to Princeton and it was wonderful. I got there right there in the
perfect place. Right on time.
Got to see her. And we had a great time talking. She showed me pictures of her little boy, David. He doesn't have a lot of hair yet. And he's a really long boy. He's going to be a tall boy.
He's a long boy.
He's a long boy.
Yeah.
But we had so much fun. We talked about all of the things that we talked about before. Things we watch on Hulu and Netflix.
Yeah.
And she gave me the greatest haircut. And it was so much fun.
That's the best part.
It was so much fun. And I had such a great day. And Darvy, you rock.
Yay. Congratulations. I know that's been a hardship for you.
Yeah, but we're back there.
We're back, baby. We're back. That's awesome. Good news. I have a pet story.
I want to hear some pet stories.
Yeah.
I also have a pet sitting right next to me. Here's
baby.
Good girl. All right, will you move away, please? Because mommy's doing the Hucklebug right now. My pet story is not about Scout or Lincoln. I think you guys will remember the last time I did a pet story. It was about my elephant, Sagala. Now I don't have an update on Sagala, but as I mentioned last time, Sagala, my elephant, my adopted elephant, has grown up and she's graduated and she's moved back into the wild, and we're all very excited. She's possibly pregnant, which we'll find out, I guess, in 2 years. But I was feeling a little bit like an empty nester because, you know, I didn't have my elephant anymore. So what I did was I went to this website and I ordered 2 bracelets. The website is follow.com, and follow is spelled F-A-H-L-O. Actually, I think the website is myfollow.com, myfahlo.com. And you can buy these little bracelets, which are adorable, by the way. They're bead bracelets. Oh. And you can pick a different animal to track. So I got one.
Well, you know, I told you about giraffes. Uh-huh. And I haven't done that. So,
well, you might want to do this. This
you
might
rock,
actually.
I don't.
You yeah. might. You might try this instead. So I got a penguin. His name is Apollo, and what they did is they sent me 2 postcards with, I got a postcard with each bracelet. I adopted a penguin, and I adopted a dolphin. So I'm going to tell you about, first I'm going to tell you about Apollo. This is Apollo. There's a little postcard of him with a picture of him with his mate. There'll be more about that later. Meet Apollo. Apollo is an adult male whose nest is near one of the tourist trails. Penguins that are used to seeing people frequently get habituated to them and learn not to be afraid. Therefore, they cross the tourist trails whenever they must go from their nest to the ocean to get food. Apollo is the tall penguin on the right of this picture, and his partner is on the left, but they don't tell us what the partner's name is. But these are Magellanic penguins, and I just know that because I happen to know what they look like. Now, Apollo, here's the cool thing, all right? So you get the bracelet. You get the postcard. The postcard's got a little QR code on it. You scan it. Then you get an app. The app tracks the animal and tells you where they are.
Oh, so we're in the 21st.
We are in the 21st century, baby. Here is where Apollo is right now. Hang on. He is off the coast. He's off the coast of South America. He's off the coast of Argentina, specifically. It's not too far from Mar del Plata, if you know where that is in Argentina. And so he lives along the South American coast, the east coast of South America, the Argentina side, obviously. And he's traveled as far north as Brazil, and then he turned around and is coming back. So I, from what I can tell from his tracking, it appears that he is heading back home. So probably he went out to get food. And he's coming back soon. And then the dolphin's name is John. Just John. John the dolphin. And John, this surprised me. John lives off the west coast of Florida in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
I don't know why that surprised me, but it does. And he doesn't seem to go anyplace else. He's basically sticking in the same little shallow waters, not too far off the coast of Florida, a little bit off the coast of Sarasota.
Well, if he's there and not being pimped out by people who try to buy dolphins and
yeah,
if he's safe just there in the waters, he's wonderful.
He says it's our meet John. John is a male bottlenose dolphin that was tagged by our partners at the FIU Marine Conservation Ecology Lab in collaboration with Sarasota Dolphin Research Program. He is 262 centimeters long and weighs 215 kilograms. I don't know what that is in English. His dorsal fin is cut deeply on the leading edge and folded to the right as a result of an injury long ago. Given a corresponding notch on the trailing edge of the fin, it is suspected that the injury may have been from line entanglement. Bottlenose dolphins are found in temperate and tropical waters around the world, and ranging patterns vary with locations and habitat. John is one of just 4 bottlenose dolphins that have ever been tagged and tracked over the West Florida shelf. So we are excited to see where his travels take him. Well, so far, not very much. He's just chilling right there off the coast of Florida. He hasn't moved around much. But I recommend this service. I think the bracelets are really cool. Yeah. They're like a little charm bracelet. They're beads. Oh. The dolphin one is purple.
Could I get a manatee?
Yes, I believe they do manatees. Hang on a second, Bet. Let me open the app again. They do giraffes, too. And they do elephants. Hang on. Here's all the animals they do. What do we got here?
I love dolphins. But a manatee.
Dolphin, elephant, giraffe, gorilla, lion, manatee. So they do manatees. Penguin, polar bear, seal, shark, sloth. I don't think it'd be much fun to track a sloth. I think the sloth is basically going to stay in one spot.
Well, him and me, we're buddies.
Yeah. Sea turtle. Now, Misha's got one that does a sea turtle. Misha's got a sea turtle one. And then whale shark. So those are your options. Ooh. And that website address, I'll leave it if I remember to. Myfollow.com, and follow is FAHLO. And I couldn't figure out what the deal was with their name until I said it out loud. I'm like, oh, follow. I get it. Follow. Why didn't they just spell it follow then? But anyway. Oh. So those are my two new sons, John and Apollo. And I look forward to seeing where their travels take them.
Okay. Well, I have videos of the week.
Yeah.
And I have two videos of the week. And they are both, of course, Olympically themed.
Yes.
And both of them are kind of stolen from the Today Show, which, you know, is the bane of my existence.
I know. But you watch it anyway.
But I watch them anyway. Yeah. And, you know, during the Olympics, they throw things out.
Of course.
There are two of them. One of them is, and I kind of ask Stan's about it. She says, not for me. Which is about people watching the Olympics with their cats.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the cats are...
trying to grab the TV.
Right.
Trying to grab the Olympians. Well, now, as I mentioned, Lincoln does do this during the Winter Olympics, but he has no interest for some reason in the Summer Games. He loves the figure skaters. He loves hockey players. He loves curling, but he's not shown much interest in the Summer Games for some reason.
That just really intrigues me.
But also the first cat that's in that video looks like Scout.
Exactly.
It's Scout's twin.
Yeah. So that's wild. But any of you cat people, have you seen a cat doing this, trying
your
to
cat suspended. Catch. Does your cat ever try to catch on the TV?
Those Olympians.
It's so cute.
The other is, oh my God, Katie Ledecky. We know that swimmer who just won a gold medal was walking out, just like Snoop could have walked out in the concourse when somebody.
I thought she was walking out. I thought it was after her race. I thought it was right after her race.
No, she's just walking around.
Okay.
No, like I said, just like Snoop was walking out in the concourse, but she was walking out right after her race, and she looked up and saw a little girl going wild because she loved Katie.
Yeah.
And she turned around, looked at her, and waved.
Yeah.
And that little girl just lost it.
She lost her shit.
She lost her shit. And I have to tell you, Pat and I talked about it and actually cried a bit that, you know, you can do this. You can walk away or you can look up and you can wave. Yeah. And you have made a little girl the happiest person.
And it costs nothing.
It costs nothing.
Yeah.
And I just want to post that.
I love it. I'm going to post. You already sent me the links. I'm going to post them with the show. Unless, of course, I forget. Hopefully, I won't. We've got you rules now. And then we'll go. Yeah. We'll get the heck out of here. And then, you know, the real Friday night can begin. I have a couple of you rules. Some of them are Olympic in nature. I mean, Simone Biles obviously rules.
Oh,
Stephen Netterosic rules.
World.
And, you know, but I did want to give a U rule to the unsung heroes of the Olympics, and that is the camera crew for surfing, because they are all in They're in the water in wetsuits with their waterproof cameras. Some of the camera work is done on the shore, but I mean, you know, in order to get somebody like really in the curl of the wave, you got to be there. And they're right in the action, man. They could very easily get whacked, hit with a board. You know, who knows? But I was kind of flabbergasted when I realized that the cameramen were out there taking shots right there, like right in the waves with the guys. It was cool. So they rule. And then my non-Olympic you rule is a four-way, but it's for Marla and Ken and Doug and Lynn.
Oh,
had a lovely evening with them last night down at Elizabeth Park.
Yes, I knew you. It was coming.
We saw the Bree Muller Band, I think is their name. I hope I didn't get their name wrong. I'm sure Doug will correct me, or Marla will. But it was just a great night with friends, and I just wanted to tell them they rule because I love them.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And who's your you rule?
Well, I have one you rule, and it's not Olympic.
Okay.
It's for a strange man at work.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, who's not so strange? Okay. But last week, Melissa.
Yes.
Not really liking him.
Okay.
Came in and talked to him, and they didn't really hit it off. He needed a homeowner's policy. He was moving here. He bought a house.
Right.
She said he was a wiseacre.
Wow.
So, sadly, for bad reasons, Melissa was off the first 3 days of this week.
Okay.
And so on Monday, I inherited this wiseacre.
Right.
And we did just fine.
Okay.
And
good.
In fact, after we'd talked about everything, he said, "I'm so sorry about that girl I talked to before. And I'm so sorry for what she went through. But I'm an old soul. I grew up in Vermont on a dairy farm. And I really like you. Can I just talk to you when we go
there
back?" And I said, "Well, of course." And so we got all his things done.
Yeah.
So that was that.
That's yours now. Solves everybody's problems.
Well, but then Tuesday of this past week, he appeared in our office and he said, "Well, I was just in town and I thought I'd like to see you and meet you and talk to all of you. And I'm here in Beefield, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, so I want to learn."
He was from Vermont. Hang on a second. How many places can
he
be from?
He lives in Knoxville,
I get you.
Tennessee. And he said, "I just wanted to talk to you all. You were so nice, and I was just going to ask about, what's happening in this town." So Pat and I got back and told him about it, he loves kayaking, so that's about all the new river.
Yeah.
And we just became such great friends.
All right.
But
just needed Melissa out of the way.
Well, but the thing is, she got it wrong on the very first time they went out.
Sometimes you just get a bad
because he said his name was Donald. And she put him in the system as Donald.
Ah. Yeah.
But it's Donald.
Like Donald Logue.
No D. And I said, "Oh, are you Donald with no D? There's an actor I love called Donald." And we talked about that. And that kind of started the whole thing about us talking.
Some people just don't vibe,
Some people don't vibe, but Pat and I did, and we love this guy.
Yay.
And he's going to be a happy member of our family.
Excellent. Well, you rule, Donald.
Yeah, fantastic. Donald.
Woo, Donald.
You're not a wiseacre. You're nice.
Hey, wiseacres, some of my best friends are wiseacres, including me.
But he wasn't that.
Yeah. Maybe he was being a wiseacre with her. Maybe, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? But I'm glad that you two hit it off. And that she doesn't have to deal with him anymore.
But it was such a nice time.
That's great. I love it. All right, gang. That is our Hucklebug this week. We are out of time.
We're
a bit over as usual. We love you all. We're going to be back next week at our regular time and place, I believe. Till that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to the Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye, more Olympics. Mwah. Bye. That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
We'll do it real quick. We'll do it as quick as we possibly can.
No, we'll take our time.
Okay, all right. We'll take our goddamn time.
Yeah.